to be read in the voice of Joe Lycett. Dearbooking.com. I hope you can give me your full attention while I relieve myself of the anger, humiliation, and frustration I have endured today as a result of booking through your website. We book this room through you, with a special request notifying the hotel I am in a wheelchair, and to also book dinner for my birthday, asking the owner to advise if this was all okay. Nothing unusual there. We emailed the owner yesterday after not hearing anything from him to the contrary, but just to confirm that all with the booking was okay. No surprises for my birthday, thank you, other than the ones with ribbons on and smelling of Chanel. But he then advised in his reply, the room I had booked was upstairs, and to have their ground floor accessible room would be an extra charge. Not happy, but stuck in a car travelling through France, we decided we would sleep on it, in a room also booked through you, using the same special requests and with no problem. So having nowhere else to go, we arrived at the hotel today, and we were shown an adequate ground floor room. However, I said we were not prepared to pay any more money for this ground floor room, as the owner should have told us all this upon booking, and to give us the chance to book elsewhere had we wanted to. Upon refusing to pay any extra money, he then said he would go and make up the original room I'd booked upstairs, that I can't get to. Where's the compassion there then, monsieur? The hotel states it has disabled facilities, but nowhere did it say you had to book a certain room if you're in a wheelchair. Upon receiving the original booking, he said he assumed I could walk upstairs, despite it being very clear I was in a wheelchair. Then he also said he had been busy and hadn't seen the request, so I don't know which one was true. He said you never get the special requests you were asking for on that form. You may want to have a word with him, as he's not towing the booking party line very well. I said I assumed they were professionals and would confirm and respond to any special requests. He said they are not professionals and just a small family house. Amen to that. He asked me why I was arguing over any extra money.
As you have turned up in your big car, you can afford it.
I said, I have a big car because I use a fucking wheelchair. Is that unreasonable? I think not. We were missold the room that I originally booked. The owner never said there were stairs to it. We were never told they only had one accessible room that you had to specifically book. How were we to know this? By Vulcan mind melting, telepathically, across the English Channel? Why would he assume a person in a wheelchair can walk upstairs? Why was I made to feel very inadequate because I did not meet his lofty expectations of a wheelchair user? Where does he find all these wheelchair users who are happy to do a few flights of stairs? I don't know any. Maybe I need better wheelchair friends who grow more legs back than me. We were left feeling very unwelcome after this heated exchange with him, and most certainly unable to then go into their house for an intimate celebration dinner over a bottle of Chablis. He maintained the room was non-refundable and said he would also be charging us for dinner, which we have not taken, as indeed for the room we had not used. Apart from a small pee, does that count? I didn't dribble, despite being disabled. I can tell you, if he'd made me go up all those stairs, I would have done more than a dribble. As a long-term user of Booking.com, we have used the special requests form every time to say I need wheelchair accessibility. If there is ever a problem, the hotelier has never been confrontational about it and has always tried to be respectful, as I am someone who has no choice over which room I can stay in. It seems very unfair and, dare I say, discriminatory to want to charge me more money for something I have no choice over. But please don't worry. This event has not ruined my birthday, as I am now in La Rochelle eating chips and drinking champagne. It will be a jolly night, and I will forever remember turning 52 thanks to this. Hope to get some cash back and pay for my bed tonight. See what you can do, loves. Happy birthday to me.